Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Chaf Gimel, Kiddushin 23a, pagination is 45. We'll start on the facing page, six lines into the wide lines are the Mishnah. Eved Kanani, a non-Jewish Eved, Nikne Bekesef of Vishtara Vachazaka, would be acquired through money, that's the purchase, or through a document, or through an act which displays that the person is now an Eved. Vikone es atzmo, and he acquires himself back. In other words, how does he go free? Let's skip a line. Chachamim omrim, the Chachamim say, kesef ayidei atzmo, money even through himself, uvishtar, and a document, ayidei acherim, even through others, uvavad sheyeya kesef mishal acherim. But in the case of money, it has to be money that was given to him by others, because we have a fundamental problem here, that anything that the Eved owns belongs to the master, and how would he have money to redeem himself? So the kesef mishal acherim means that other people are putting up this money. Either they are paying the master directly, or they are giving the money to the eved with a condition, al menas she'ein l'rabo reshuspa, on the condition that the master does not have jurisdiction, ownership on this money, and like this, he has money with this condition, and he's able to redeem himself. Let's move on to today's daf, a little bit below midway, at the end of a line. V'chachomim omrim, and the chachomim say, bekesef ayidei atzmo, money through himself. The Gemara says, bekesef ayidei atzmo, when you say money through himself, in that works, ayidei acherim lo, but through others it doesn't work. Amai, why not? Nehi nami d'shalom midaito. I understand that if someone else came over to his master and put up the money, it's being done without his awareness and without his consent. Michti, still, let us think this through. Shamanu lehul rabbanon da'amri. We know that the Rabbanon hold, Zuchusu sheyetzi mitachas yad rabo lecherus. It's considered a merit, a good thing for him to go free. He wants to go free. Vitinyana, and the principle that we should apply here, is based on the teaching, Zachan la'adam shalo befanav. You can merit for somebody. You can do something in his favor, even without his consent, even without him being present. Vein chavin lo ela befanav. But you'd not be able to do bad to him unless he's there and he gives his consent. So our basic question here is, if it's true that you could only redeem the slave through himself, through his giving the money, him being present, etc., then we don't understand why that restriction would be in place. Since it's a merit to go free, somebody else should be able to pay the money to free him, even without him being present and giving consent. And the Gemara answers, essentially, Maya yidei atzmo, how should we understand this? Afal yidei atzmo, even through himself. V'kamash malon, and the point of the chiddush here is, d'yesh kinyan le'eved b'lo rabo, that it is possible for a slave to own money independent of his master, provided that the money, as the Mishnah ended off, was put up by other people, and they would give it to him with a condition that his master does not own it. Likewise, that's how we understand the statement by shtar, by document, when it says, shtar ayidei acherim, a document, through others, we understand it to mean even through others, meaning that it's considered a zechus, it's considered a merit to go free, and therefore, even if the documentation is done without the Eved being aware, he would in fact still go free. Now, bear in mind that there is a dissenting opinion on this topic. If you look at Rashi, towards the top of the page, Rashi, in the small lines, approximately the fourth small line, Hoya Eved Kohen, if he was a slave to a Kohen, Poslo Menat Teruma, by going free, he's no longer going to be able to eat Teruma. V'Eved Yisrael, and if he's an Eved to a Yisrael, Osro B'Shivcha, he's going to be forbidden now in the non-Jewish maidservants, the shchichale, pritzale, that sexual activity was much easier under those circumstances. And now by going free, he's going to be upgraded to a full-fledged Jew responsibility, and he's not going to be able to do certain things. Nevertheless, the way we paskin, it is considered a merit for him to go free, even though there may be some dimension of negative consequence, of restriction, that occurs. In Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Reish Samach Zayin, the Mechaber writes in Se'if Chaf Vav, Ha'eved Kones Atzmo B'Kesef, an Eved would go free through money. Kigon, for example, Shanasan Echad L'Rabo Ma'os, someone gave money to the master, V'Omar Le, and said, Amanas She'etzi Abdecha Bo'em L'Cheiros, I'm giving you this money on condition that your slave goes free. Kevin Shekibol Rav Kesef, if the master accepts the money, according to those terms, Yatzo Ha'Eved L'Cheiros, the slave will go free, ve'in tzarech da'as ha'eved, and you don't need the knowledge of the slave, because we consider it a merit, and it works. Ve'cheinim nasan echad le'eved ma'os, and the same thing would be if someone gave the slave money, ve'omar, and he said, al menashe teitzi bohem l'cheirus, the purpose of this money is that you should be able to go free, meaning it's not being given to you just as a gift and your master simply acquires it and nothing further happens. I'm giving it to you on condition that it will be your freedom money. Im ratza ha'adon lekabel ha'maos, yatza ha'eved lecheirus. If the master agrees to accept the money, then the eved goes free. Vim lo ratza, and if he doesn't agree to set the Eved free, doesn't agree to the deal, lo kana ha'eved hama'os, then the Eved does not acquire the money, and he would have to give it back. In Se'if Mem Aleph, Ketzad Bishtar, how could you free an Eved with a shtar? So the Mechaber describes the wording, Umosro liyado, and you give it to the Eved, Ola Acher Bishvilo Afilu Belo Yedias Ha'Eved. Or you give it to somebody else, even without the Eved knowing about it, Shezuchus Hulo, because it's considered a merit for him to go free. Now, I know to a certain extent this seems far out, and we're learning the Gemara because this is the Daf, and it is Gemara, but the topic of an Eved Kenani, what practical halacha could we extrapolate from this that's more mainstream as we try to do? It does have a very significant parallel regarding a regular case of get, a divorce between husband and wife. Under normal circumstances, we consider a divorce a chov, a negative for the woman. She's being set out from her marriage. and therefore, under simple circumstances, you can't simply acquire the get on her behalf. There is an interesting application which is discussed, though, if the woman, Rahmana Litzlan, Hashem protect us, is already living with another man. At that point, it's possible to argue that it's a merit for her to receive her get, even if she doesn't make a big deal about needing a get, but if she could do what she's doing, beheter, without violation, why wouldn't she? And therefore, there is a concept, perhaps, of accepting the get on her behalf as a zechiyah, as a merit for her, and then contacting her and seeing if you could make sure not to say the wrong things that will turn her off, to actually be able to administer the get to her herself as well. But there's a concept there that not in her presence, once that's the situation, it could be considered a merit. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.